Yesterday, Robin Radcliffe and Whitey Evans were in an automobile wreck that could have been very serious. However, Robin luckily escaped any injury, and though Whitey is still in the hospital, it is only for observation. The accident happened when Whitey was driving Robin to see Carl Von Doren. She was reading a letter to him from Sue Ann Lane. In it, Sue Ann asked Robin to tell Whitey that she was breaking their engagement to marry someone else. When Robin read that to him, Whitey was so elated that he forgot he was driving and the car crashed into a telephone pole. Today, Robin is calling on Carl. She is just entering the music room in his home. Carl, bandages still on his eyes, is playing the organ.
Hello, Carl.
Huh? Oh, Robin.
Yes. Go ahead, Carl. Don't let me stop you.
No, no, my dear. I'm tired of it. I've been playing for a long time today.
It sounded beautiful. I hesitated to speak.
Oh, I'm glad you did. Come sit down over here by me. I want to look at you.
Did the doctor say you could use your eyes today?
Well, I just want a little look, huh?
Carl, what did Dr. Radek say?
Oh, he said that I should have to keep the bandages on until he told me that I could take them off.
Then you leave them on.
Oh. Robin, I'm sure Anton would not mind if I looked at you.
Oh.
There.
Oh, Carl. Now, let me fix it like it was.
You look lovely, my dear. Maybe it is good for my eyes, huh?
I know what was bad for them. You should never have come down to the hospital yesterday.
Yeah, perhaps not. But nothing could have kept me here when I knew that you were there, that you had been in an accident.
I was all right, though.
Yeah, but Robin, you must be more careful of yourself. I want that whenever you go someplace, you should always call Hans. He's a dependable fellow and a good driver.
Oh, but Carl, I wouldn't think
I want that you should call him.
There. That feel all right? I'm not much of a bandage tire upper.
Yeah, that feels fine. Better, maybe.
Oh, good.
Sit down by me, my dear.
I talked to Whitey this morning at the hospital.
Yeah? How is the boy?
Well, I think he's champing at the bit. He definitely does not like hospitals.
Oh, there is no haven like a hospital when you need it. But it is only after you have left one that you appreciate it, eh? Whitey, as I did, probably does not like the deadening clock-like routine.
The doctor says he can come home in a couple of days.
Yeah?
Dr. Radek was in to see him last night.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Anton told me.
And he thinks Whitey should stay at least 2 days more. You should have heard Whitey groan.
Yeah, I imagine.
Margie was there most of the day.
Yeah, Whitey is in love with her.
Oh, they're like a couple of lovebirds. I've never seen Whitey quite so soulful.
Mm. And so Sue Ann Lane is going to marry someone else, hmm?
Mm-hmm. I guess so. The letter came at exactly the right time. Whitey was clear down to here after Margie told him she wasn't going to see him anymore on account of Sue Ann.
You might call it a beau geste on her part, huh? To so easily give him up.
Margie's all right, Carl. She's what Whitey needs. She's been kicked around and bounces back, and is a swell person for it.
Yeah, I liked the young lady when we met. She's direct and forward. Something refreshing in this make-believe city.
Oh, she's all of that. And she was very concerned over Whitey, for which I liked her. She's not foolish. She won't try to rush Whitey into marriage. She has sense and lots of it.
Yeah, and love knows no sense. Eh?
Well, maybe. Oh, hello, Hans.
What is it, Hans?
I have brought you some flowers from the garden, Mynheer.
Oh, thank you, Hans.
Aren't they beautiful? Oh, here, Carl. This lovely carnation. Smell it. Isn't it grand?
Yeah, I would like to see it.
Set them down here, Hans, so Mr. Von Doren can enjoy them.
Yeah. Will there be anything else you will need, Mynheer?
No, I don't think so. My eyes, maybe, for just a few minutes, huh?
You'll have them soon enough, Carl.
The sun is very bright today. Perhaps you would like to sit in the patio.
No, we stay here for a while. Thank you.
Yeah, Mynheer.
These are the deepest red you've ever seen. Oh, and this lovely one. Here, do you want to... Oh, Carl, you aren't going to take off the bandage again.
Oh, why not, my dear?
Oh, but you've seen carnations before.
I haven't seen these.
Yes, I know, but... Well, here, let me help you.
Yeah, I would have just one little look, Robin. Huh? so I can remember.
You should save your eyes, Carl, for more important things.
What is there more important than beauty that I should let a moment of it escape me? I remember reading somewhere, if I had but 2 loaves of bread, I would sell one and buy white hyacinths to feed my soul.
Whitey. Whitey, you aren't asleep. Get your head out from under those covers.
Are you alone?
Why, yes.
Come on in, then, and close that door.
Well, what's all the secrecy about?
Now, shove the dresser over against the door.
Whatever in the world?
Well, put a chair under the knob, then.
Why, don't be silly. I'll do no such thing.
They'll get me, then.
Who'll get you?
Them nurses.
Oh, Whitey.
All right, Robin. But I've been fighting them all day long.
You've been fighting them?
Yeah.
Well, you should do what they tell you.
An absolute impossibility.
What happened?
What ain't happened? This joint's a madhouse. Do you know what they did?
Something for your own good.
Not at 6 o'clock in the morning. But do you know what? I woke up this morning and one of them nurses was washing my face. I didn't even have my eyes open. And every time I opened my mouth to say something, she jammed the wash rag in it.
Is that all?
I ain't even begun yet. My eggs tasted like soap.
You're feeling better today, Mr. Evans.
Certainly I'm feeling better. But do you think they're going to let me out of this madhouse? There ain't a chance.
No, Whitey, they want to keep you here under observation. The doctor's pretty sure that you're not hurt internally, but he wants to make sure.
Don't you suppose I could tell if I was hurt? I'm perfect, only I'm scared to death. Why, them nurses in here ain't got no sense at all.
Oh, Whitey.
Well, they ain't. Do you know what they tried to do to me this morning?
No, what?
2 of them come in here right after I got through breakfast, and before I could say beat it, they started pulling the covers off of me.
Why, of course they were going to give you a bath.
Give me a bath? 2 women going to give me a bath? Why, that ain't decent, Robert.
Oh, Whitey.
Why, I was holding on to them covers for dear life, and they was trying to pull them off of me.
A sort of tug of war.
No, you aren't being serious about this, Robin. I tell you, if 1 minute I ain't embarrassed in here, I'm scared to death.
How do you suppose you got into bed to begin with?
Oh, gosh, I ain't even thought of that.
Somebody put you there.
Well, it ain't so bad when you don't know it. Oh, gosh. Well, don't remind me of it.
Oh, now, Whitey, don't be silly. Why, you'll be a mess of nerves by the time they let you out of here.
They ain't going to let me out. I'm going out on my own accord.
Now, Whitey.
Well, gee. Do you know what they're going to do next?
No.
They're going to bring a table on wheels in here and take me someplace. I don't know where, but wherever it is, I ain't going.
The doctor wants to take some more x-rays.
Yeah, that's it. When you come in here, I thought they were coming to get me.
Why, Whitey, you're acting like a baby.
A baby ain't got no sense. That's why he's a baby. But me. What, Robin, this is the worst place I've ever been in. Why?
Oh, and that's probably...
Shh. We'll pretend I'm not here.
Come in.
Oh.
Ready for the trip, Mr. Evans. You can have a nice ride on this table.
There. Do you see, Robin? Look, lady, I don't think I want to go have no x-ray pictures taken.
The doctor has ordered x-rays made.
Yes.
Come on, Whitey.
Uh-uh.
Whitey, the nurse and I will go out, and we'll be back in time for you to get on that table.
Nope, nothing doing.
I'm going to count to 20, and then I'm coming back. You had better be on there and ready to go up to the x-ray room.
Dynamite ain't going to get me up there. And besides, Robin, you ain't very sympathetic.
Poor Whitey. He's so embarrassed.
He's not the only one. We've got a lot of them just the same way. The best thing is to let them alone as much as possible.
Well, that's the best thing to do with him.
You know, Miss Radcliffe, all the girls at the hospital are going to see your picture.
Oh, that's nice of them.
You've got fans before your picture's even out. Now, everyone here at the hospital felt so sorry for you when the doctor didn't know about Mr. Von Doorn.
Yes, I'm glad that's over with. I don't think I could have stood much more of it.
It is a terrible strain. I wonder if you'd mind giving me your autograph. It's against the rules, but, well, I'd love to have it if you wouldn't mind.
Oh, of course, I'd be glad to.
I've got my autograph book with me. Right here, on this page.
All right. There you are.
Oh, thank you very much, Miss Radcliffe.
Of course. Do you think it's time for us to see if Whitey's on the table yet?
He should be. If he isn't, I'll just have to get some interns to put him on it. We've got to get the x-rays today.
Well, we'll see. I think I can talk him into it. Well, I see, Whitey, that you... He's gone.
He's out of bed.
Whitey?
He's not under the bed.
Is he in the closet?
No, he's not in there.
Whitey!
Well, he's gone out the fire escape.
Exactly. The window's open. I wonder if we can see him.
His clothes are gone.
There he is, running across the lawn. Whitey!
Mr. Evans!
Come back here!
Mr. Evans, you're going to have the x-ray.
Whitey, come back here!
Mr. Evans!
Whitey!
Evans!
Whitey!
And so Whitey escapes the hospital. Is he entirely well? And will Carl von Dorn be able to use his eyes in time for the premiere? It's only a short time away. Listen to the following chapters.